We're living in an age of amazing creativity in financing. Today, the old rules that stipulated 20% down no longer apply. Today, if your credit is good enough and your income is sufficiently high, you can get a loan for the entire purchase price of the property. Indeed, in some cases, you can get a loan for 103% of the purchase price, meaning that the lender will roll your closing costs into the mortgage. To find out about 103% financing, contact a good mortgage broker. He or she will be able to run the numbers in a credit check to see if you qualify. Keep in mind, however, that this type of financing is available only for owner-occupied property. In other words, you have to intend to live in the property to qualify for that type of financing. If you're buying for investment, that is, you don't plan on living in the house, forget it. The financing available to you probably will be 10% down, as indicated before. Keep in mind that the cost is often higher for financing that includes the closing costs in the mortgage. That means that chances are you'll end up paying a slightly higher interest rate for the mortgage. However, to get the better financing, it's probably worth it. Making the purchase and sale without a broker. The biggest single cost in a transaction is usually the broker's commission. This cost is usually paid by the seller, but if a buyer's broker was used, the buyer may have to pay some of the commission as well. If the round-trip costs for a transaction are roughly 10%, very often 60% of that amount goes to the agent. Obviously, one way to cut costs would be to sell or buy without the services of an agent. There is nothing wrong with doing this. No one says you must use an agent to handle a real estate transaction for you. However, it's very wise to rely on a good agent's experience when you're first getting started. Only a fool would wander into an uncharted wilderness without a guide. You don't want to be that fool when you first get started investing. On the other hand, once you've got a series of transactions under your belt, it's a different story. Now you've got the experience. And since, as an investor, you're always in the market looking for properties, you may want to handle the entire transaction yourself. Keep in mind, however, that while you may know you're competent to handle a real estate transaction, the other party you're dealing with may not be as confident. I've often seen the case in which the seller is perfectly content to sell his property as a FSBO, for sale by owner, but the buyer insists that an agent handle the transaction. Further, in these situations, the buyer sometimes insists that the seller pay that agent's fee, usually half of a full commission, or 3%. You may rail at the seeming unfairness of such constraints because you know what you're doing and acting on your own as a seller and you don't need an agent. But the buyer may simply say to you, "No agent, no deal." So in this situation, you get the agent and pay the fee, or look for another buyer. Eliminating the points. For the buyer, the biggest cash closing costs are usually the points to get the mortgage. If you're getting a mortgage for $200,000 and you've agreed to pay 2.5 points, that's $5,000 out of your pocket. 1 point equals 1% of the mortgage amount, and 2.5 points equals 2.5% of the mortgage amount. In the past, there wasn't much you could do to curb this expense. Today, however, with most lenders, you can reduce or even eliminate the points by simply agreeing to pay a higher interest rate. Indeed, lenders use points as a device to enable them to offer you a loan at a rate lower than the prevailing market rate. For example, say that the going interest rate is 7%. However, to appear competitive, the lender wants to offer a mortgage at 6.65%. To do that, however, would mean the lender would incur a loss on the loan by lending below market. So the lender instead collects the money up front when he or she gives the mortgage by assessing points. The lender may charge 3 points, for example. Using a complicated calculation, it may turn out that 6.65% interest plus 3 points yield a 7% return to the lender. As far as the lender is concerned, loaning money at 7% straight or at 6.65% plus 3 points comes out exactly the same. Thus, when you try to obtain a mortgage and the lender says it's 6.65 plus 3 points, why not ask, how much is it with no points? The lender should be able to make a quick calculation and, in this case, say 7%. Thus, by paying a slightly higher interest rate, along with slightly higher monthly payments, you can avoid having to pay cash up front in the form of points. Dealing with the title insurance and escrow companies. The last biggest expenses in the closing costs are the fees that go to the title insurance and escrow companies. In the past, these fees tended to be relatively small. However, in recent years, some companies have jacked up their fees to incredible sizes. Today, some companies are charging 2 and 3 times what they charged only a decade ago. Therefore, if you could cut these fees, you could save hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars on a transaction. There are 2 ways to cut them. The first is to simply shop around. Title insurance and escrow companies compete for business, and their rates vary. Check out 6 in your area. You'll probably be astonished at the differences. Then, when you're making your deal, insist that the escrow and title insurance be handled through a company with a cheap rate. Once you explain, the other party to the deal should be happy to go along. But the agent might not. Although bundling of services through which the agent gets a kickback is unethical and in some cases illegal, many agents insist that both buyers and sellers use the escrow and title insurance company of their choice, sometimes one that is affiliated with their real estate company. They often use a very convincing argument that goes something like this. I've been involved in hundreds of deals, and the only ones that went sour were those that didn't use this company. This is the only company in which the people are reliable, and you can count on them to do the job right. Pretty convincing, isn't it? Furthermore, it might be true. Nevertheless, if you're cost-conscious, you may be willing to take a chance on a company whose rates are half of those of the company that the agent is pushing. Just remember that it's up to you and the other party to decide on which escrow and title insurance to use. The agent can suggest, but cannot normally demand. The second way to reduce the costs is to cut a deal with a particular escrow and title insurance company. After all, remember that you're an investor who's likely to bring in a lot of business. If you're there every 6 months to a year with another deal, particularly as the deals get more expensive, there's a lot of money to be made by the company. So tell them that you'll deal with them exclusively. You'll bring all your purchases and sales to them if they will give you a special rate. Don't think this type of arrangement is something new or unusual. Title insurance and escrow companies regularly offer reduced rates to better customers. Even if you're just a consumer who happens to sell a house within a year after you bought it, the company may cut a deal of anywhere from 5 to 25%. If you're an investor who brings in deals on a regular basis, you may be given a regular discount. Transaction costs, strangely named closing costs, take a big piece out of every real estate transaction. The more you can knock them down, the greater your profits.